Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guests today, and boy, are they special. They're fun to have in here. Janice LaRosso and Megan Federer with the Works Museum. Beautiful start to the day, mostly sunny skies today, high right around 58. Cloudy tonight, could see some rain, and then Thursday is the day, though, where they're talking pretty good downpours, mostly cloudy with showers likely. Last I saw, Joel, I know you keep an eye on that stuff, about 90% chance of rain on Thursday, so it's coming.
The rain gauge is empty, looking to fill it up.
That's right. I think a lot of people are like that as well. All right, Janice and Megan from The Works, as we mentioned, and Janice is tired because she was watching Murder Mysteries. I just asked her about the new Matlock, and you said it's not a bad show.
Yeah, I recommend it. Yeah. I think Kathy Bates is an amazing actress, and there's a little twist to it that I won't give away. No spoilers. Mm-hmm. But yeah, check it out.
I can't get past her in the movie Misery.
Oh, right.
When she does his feet, I'm like, okay, I'm done with Kathy Bates. I cannot do it. It's not
yes.
for me. Are you a murder mystery person, Megan?
I'd say the most recent thing that I watched is actually very hilariously fitting. It was Night at the Museum.
Oh. Here we go.
That tells you my house.
Wait a minute. I want you to know something.
Tell me.
She went and saw Wild Robot.
Okay.
And what did you say?
Tearjerker.
It was good. Yes, there's a little bit of a tearjerker for parents.
Okay.
See?
A bit. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I told
well.
You.
It was good.
Sobby Dave over here took his little and...
All three of my kids
They had
went.
To look away from each other at times because they're both tearing up.
His words as we walked out, he went, that was emotional.
Yep. I have a 10, 8, and 6, and all of them wanted to go see it, and they all loved it.
See, it's a great movie. If you get a chance,
go see it.
It's a wonderful movie.
Right on.
Speaking of movies, we dovetail nicely into this year's Cocktails by the Fire. Janice, you guys, every year you come up with great themes for this. It's been Back to the Future. Staying on that movie theme, you've got a great one for this year's. Maybe let everybody know what it's going to be about.
Yeah. Yes, it is Cocktails by the Fire, shaken, not stirred. So that's your clue. We're going to visit the world of James Bond and celebrate all the movies. So, it's our signature event with cocktails and costumes. So you can come as a villain. You could come as a Bond girl. You could come as Bond. There's so many fun ways to come and celebrate 007 with us in February.
I'm going to come as Q.
Okay.
Make all the difference.
I'm going to wait for somebody to show up in the Halle Berry costume, personally.
As long as it's not you.
No.
That's all I'm worried about.
Those days are gone, Dave. It doesn't fit anymore.
As long as it's not you. How do you come up with these?
Well, we sit around and talk about themes, and, pop culture really dovetails really well with this event. We've had some great, we had MASH several years ago when we did Live at Newark at Saturday Night. That was super fun. So just kind of try to pick something that speaks to a broad range of audience. That you might have seen your first Bond movie in the 70s. You might have seen it recently. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you a Bond fan yourself?
Yes.
How are you? Okay.
So do you remember the movie theater over by State Farm? Cine One, that's where I saw my first Bond,
oh,
The Spy
really?
Who Loved Me.
Oh, wow.
I grew up watching them with my dad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's now, are you Sean Connery?
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery is the bomb.
See, I like Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah?
I thought he was pretty good. I thought they did him wrong. I thought he should have been in more.
I don't know. He was a little stuffy.
Mm. Oh, I didn't think
smug.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think so. Did you say smoke?
Smug.
Oh, no. Smug.
It's just because I'm a Sean Connery fan. Yeah. All right.
Right on.
But yeah, no, they're great movies. I think everybody has a favorite. My Sean favorite is Thunderball. Has always been my favorite James Bond movie. I just absolutely love that movie. Whenever it's on, I'm watching it. And so there's plenty of them out there. So folks are going to get all dressed up. But this has been a great fundraiser, Megan, and it's to help support the glass-blowing studio. It's just a great time.
It is. And something that we realized this year, that this is actually the 20th year since the start of Cocktails by the Fire.
Mm.
So it's a little bit of an anniversary year where we can talk about how the community can support the arts, get excited by the creativity in the glass studio, and just kind of come out and have fun together in that support.
Now, usually you guys have, you know, they're going to be the glass-blowing demonstrations. I'm kind of curious, what are those folks going to do for a 007 glass-blowing? That would be kind of cool. I mean, because there's a lot of different things they could be doing for this. But, I mean, have they started to plot out what they're going to be doing?
Yeah, they're starting to work on that and thinking about who their guests will be. And all of that we'll be able to kind of do some sneak peeks with in January.
Mm-hmm. That'll be cool. Now, talk about what the tickets, they're on sale. And you said something new this year for folks who want to get in a little early on it.
Yeah, so tickets are on sale on our website right now or by calling guest services, and through the end of November there'll be a $5 discount per ticket, so there's a little bit of a perk for reserving those early and helping us plan. You also, though, if you're interested, one of the things that we do at Cocktails by the Fire is you can buy your very own unique glass for the event, so your glass tumbler, and right now you can also buy those ahead of time, so you can kind of reserve a glass and then pick it out when you get to the event.
Mm-hmm. And cool. I know there's plenty of those at the Donate household. I think you have some.
Yes, we do. Have numerous.
And they get put to use that day as well, too. I think some people forget that you can use them when you're going to the bars and those kind of things. Food is involved with this. You got the cocktails, all those kind of things. So, I mean, this is a great time to get out and have some fun. How much fun do you have with us?
Oh, this is one of my favorites because it's just a celebration of glass. And seeing how everybody turns out in their costume, you know, it's the first Saturday in February. Sometimes you got the winter blues, you know, dust off an outfit and just have some fun.
Mm-hmm. It's a reason to shop for my wife.
There you go.
So I'll be interested to see which character she wants to be this year.
Now, in the past, you've asked Joel and I to be bartenders. We usually put a big hurting on your alcohol because we want to take care of people. Will the shaken and stirred involve Joel and I again this year?
Oh, we'd love to have you back.
Most people just went, yes.
Yeah.
Behind the bar again.
It's all good.
Yeah, it is such a good time. What's the entertainment?
So that, we're still kind of keeping that under wraps. Okay. We're not going to give it all away till we come back. We'll visit you again in January.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I know we were joking about you always have a specialty cocktail. You haven't figured that one out yet either.
No, we haven't.
So is that because there's massive taste testing going on? Because shaken, not stirred kind of lends itself to a specific genre.
Yes.
There is a genre, but there's a lot of opportunity for creativity in that genre.
Okay. Do you need any taste testers?
Oh, we'd love to have you come and taste test. Or maybe we can do it on the air.
Oh, I'd have no problem with that whatsoever.
Is the boss listening?
Who makes these?
I don't know about no problem at all.
Not for me.
There might be some not problem and some problem involved in that.
But we'll get those not problem people involved and with us, so that they won't be too bad.
Alrighty.
So who comes up with these?
The cocktail ideas. So we work with our host committee to come up with different ideas and narrow it down.
And, you know, those host committees are important because you get people from the community to do this. I think it was the Neelys who just did the Hats Off event.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's kind of cool that you involve folks. And I don't know, I think Cindy may be on the board or Dustin may have been on the board for the works. I'm not sure.
Advisory.
Yeah, advisory. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool, though, that you get folks to come in and help do that. Mm-hmm. Is it the same thing for this?
It will be, yes.
Yes, because we really appreciate the friends of the works that are our ambassadors for our events and just, you know, help connect us further to the community.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Have you noticed, Dave, they've gotten a little cage here as time's gone along here? I mean, it was pretty up front, and then as the theme and the drink and all that.
You're asking lots of questions.
Well, that's what we do.
Hey, is this an interview show?
This isn't just come in and make fun of us, Janice, when we're trying to get information out to people, for God's sake. No, but you know what is funny about it? We all were like, hey, yeah, we'll do the taste testing. That's not a problem at all. We're all about that. So, again, you can go online. You can get the tickets. And the money goes to support the glass blowing. And I know that has been very popular. I think earlier this year, Megan, I sent you an email. Hey, do you still have times available for folks to come in and make pumpkins? And for Halloween, you're like, no, we're pretty much booked. But I know Christmas, too. Folks are getting ready for that, getting ready for gifts. How busy is it for the glass blowing if they want to come in and do ornaments?
When we released all of those spots, they booked out in September. They were booked through the end of the year. But on December 1st, we'll release the spots for 2025, beginning of the year.
That popular. Mm-hmm. Man, oh, man. I mean, did you guys think it would ever take off like that? I mean, the glass blowing, it's cool. I enjoy it.
It's always been very popular, I think, in the past several years. That's where we see sellouts because people come back. So maybe they made a pumpkin, now they want to make an ornament, now they want to make a heart. You know, you kind of get hooked. and come back and do some repeat experiences.
Well, plus it's really cool. I mean, the fact that you get to do it. I mean, you're in the glass blowing studio and you actually perform that, but then you take that memento home and it's actually cool.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of experiences in life that don't live up to the hype, or the cost is so prohibitive that most normal people can't do it. This one is accessible. It's in our community. And what you end up with is really stunning in a lot of occasions.
Yep, you're exactly right.
And if I'm not mistaken, you guys, when you're having the Winter Wonderland, the Holiday Homecoming, we're going to talk about that, you can get special pieces of glass on a discount too, correct?
Yeah, we have an annual glass sale that we do during Holiday Homecoming. So you can get 35% off non-holiday related glass, so like some select glass items in there, which is a great chance to stock up for yourself or for gifts for others.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Not necessarily in that order.
Now, you talk about, I mean, they do the ornaments and then they put them up for sale. So have they already started on all these?
We do have a tree up, yes.
Okay, so
in the gear shop. So we're just starting that blend of the fall into the winter decor in the gear shop. And that will kind of continue through into December. Holiday Homecoming is when we kind of make that transition into celebrating the winter season. So the whole theme this year is Winter Wonderland, and all of the activities are going to be about exploring a little bit of the history, arts, and science that we can do with winter, including a snowball fight.
Excuse me?
A snowball fight.
You're going to make your own snow?
You'll have to come and find out.
Oh, I like the sound of that. And I don't like how she looked at two of us when she said a snowball fight. I'm like, I'm not lining up for that one. So when is that?
It'll be the day after Thanksgiving, so Friday, November 29th from noon to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. We open up, and it's just a special event. There's no extra charge. It's just regular admission or members in. And we do a lot of extra family-focused activities, a lot of just holiday celebration. And it's great for folks who are in town, have a lot of family visiting, or just looking for something special to do. It also really leads into all the downtown Newark experiences that night with the canal and the courthouse lighting. So there's a great opportunity to just spend the whole day celebrating with your family.
Brilliant.
And that's the great thing about the Works, Janice. I mean, it can be a hub for what's happening in the downtown community. I mean, Megan mentioned, I know the Canal Market District has theirs, and obviously the Lincoln County Courthouse lighting, and then the Midland has the Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there are so many great things to do downtown. And on a night like that, you can't beat it. That's why it's so much fun to come down there.
Yeah, it sure is. I think, you know, the Canal Market District adding their market for that day really kind of makes it, you can come down and spend the entire day with us in downtown Newark.
Yeah.
If it's cold, you can come inside and warm up with us and then spend outside.
Until you go outside and do the snowball fight. And then it gets cold.
I didn't say it was going to be outside.
Oh, I see that. Now she's dropping some hints on us. Talk about the community gingerbread house.
Yeah, so last year we started this, we'll call it a little new tradition, where we asked some partners to make some gingerbread houses that can be anything you create, and bring those to be on display. And we put them on display the week of Holiday Homecoming, and it just kind of ties in a little bit of fun. And there's a little bit of a competition because the public at Holiday Homecoming can vote on their favorite gingerbread house. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you think we can get a gingerbread house from the radio station?
Wow. You're talking to the two least crafty people here.
Which is why it's going to be the most amazing creation ever.
Wow. What's the deadline?
No, the day before Thanksgiving, so November 27th.
Now, I will tell you, I have never made a gingerbread house. Have you?
No.
Neither have
I. It doesn't even have to be a house. A gingerbread creation.
It'll be a lump. How about a ball of gingerbread with some dots on it?
Just whatever sparks your fancy.
Did you not see my pumpkin from a few years ago? It was just a big hole, and I said it's a TV screen. That's what our gingerbread house could be. Look, he's thinking about it.
I know.
I'm thinking about how to overcome your efforts is what I'm thinking about.
Don't let me get involved. I mean, it's not that hard. Tony, sit over there.
Yeah.
Now, I'll make it, but I'm not, you know.
I mean, is it from scratch?
It does not have to be.
Okay.
We had some folks last year that definitely baked their gingerbread from scratch and then created something.
Wow.
Others started with kit and went from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, is this open to the public, or you just have a few?
We have a couple. We look for community partners to create something to showcase to the public, and then we have fun featuring them and doing a little voting competition to say who gets the best in show. Last year's winner of best in show is not competing this year. Yes, they are, because we had the best in show award went to Dawes Arboretum. And
well,
they
we'll take care of them
and they are competing time. Again.
So is Bree here? Get Bree in here.
Yeah.
Bree, you're going to be making a gingerbread. You might not know it now, but you will be. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guests today, Janice LaRosso and Megan Federer with the Works Museum. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day, high near 68. Cloudy tonight, could see a little rain, and then Thursday, mostly cloudy with showers. We're in here talking about this gingerbread house showcase
It doesn't have to be a house, Dave.
No, that's the good thing. That's the good thing.
I think we're in.
I said we're in. So you shamed us into doing it. Look at over here laughing. Shamed us into doing it. But yeah, that does sound like that.
Well,
would be
with
fun.
Five competing teams, we're guaranteed a top five finish.
And look, you've seen me. I don't finish top five anything.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll take it. I got no problem with this.
Top five. It's all good.
Holiday homecoming again. Let folks know all the particulars about that before we jump into some other stuff.
Friday, November 9th, celebrate the Winter Wonderland with us from noon to 4 at the Works.
And that's just, come on in. Is there admission?
It's regular admission. Mm-hmm. Regular admission. Members get in free. And it's a great time.
And you'll have the glass sale going on at that time
glass
as well.
Sale, so 35% off.
Yep, folks are looking for something as a gift would be great. You know, we just talked about general admission and membership. And I know, Janice, it's you got to have the members come in. And, you know, what are some of those perks if somebody wants to be a member of the Works? Instead of, I mean, obviously just coming down when you want. But, I mean, what are some of the other perks involved?
Well, there are discounts to experiences and camps. But I think one of the things is you can take your membership on the road. Because we belong to several reciprocal organizations, you can visit through, you know, depending on your membership level, you could even go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Or we have partnerships with some Columbus entities. So you can get a discount to go to the zoo, COSI. Mm-hmm. So you can really take this and take it on vacation, take it for some little weekend small trips, and just have access to more experiences like the Works with other museums and entities.
And you, Megan, we talked about this earlier. You can gift a membership too, correct? Mm-hmm. If you want, maybe talk how that works.
Yeah, so it's the same thing as when you purchase a membership. You can just come in anytime during the year and do a gift membership. You can fill it out completely for them or just have it sent to them to have it filled out. And you can do that to somebody that you know, or you can even just say, I'd like to gift a membership and have it kind of maybe donated to an organization or a family that maybe serves families that don't have memberships. Mm-hmm. And so those are great options. And then we'd get a lot of gift memberships, of course, this time of the year. So, you know, giving the gift of experience to families or friends. And there are some perks even for the gift giver this season because we have perks for new or renewed memberships in November and December. In November, you get a guest pass for up to 4 to visit the Works with you. And in December, it is a hand-blown glass ornament voucher.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I'll do mine in December then so I can get a glass. Guess what will be a member of our white elephant gift for our Christmas dinner. Well, yeah, I did. I took care of this myself. And that's easy. You can do that online, correct?
You can. Mm-hmm.
Fill out membership online. All right, so you got that going on. We've already talked about the holiday homecoming, but then that really kicks off a lot of events in December. And I know you guys stay pretty busy. Kids are off school for a couple of weeks around that Christmas time, but you got a lot of events taking place as well during December.
Yeah, and December kicks off, I know, a lot of the busy times for families. So we have a cool opportunity for anybody with kids ages 5 to 10. There's a kids' night out at the Works. No adults allowed. It's a drop-off fun night at the museum with our education team. And you can use those couple hours from 5 to 7 p.m. to go out and maybe have a dinner for yourself, go shopping, and just kind of get ready and prepared for the holiday season.
And that's sign up ahead of time?
Sign up ahead of time. Yep, you can sign up online. It's real easy. The registration's required just so that we have a sense of how many kiddos are going to be joining us. But it's great if you have multiple kids. Conveniently, mine in that age bracket will all be attending.
And is it age specific or is it just one pod of kids all moving around together?
So the group, because of the group size, ages 5 to 10, they'll all be together doing different activities with multiple education team members there kind of helping things out. They'll get to do planetarium and some crafts and some other science activities.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And for kids who've never been in the Psi Dome, to be able just to walk in that, I mean, even adults, it's such a great, great experience. And then you've got another pop-up science event that's going to be taking place. Real quick, how'd the one go with STEAM that you just had not too long ago?
So that is National STEAM Day is the kind of debut of both STEM Fest as well as kind of celebrating National STEM Day, which actually was right before that Saturday. So it's a lot of fun for us because it allows us to kick off STEM Fest and open registration for that so that teachers and parents and students can start thinking about how they can participate leading into next year because the event will take place in March. So it was a lot of fun.
Good, good. Yeah. I'm glad you had a good one. I got another one. Winter Science is coming up. Maybe what's going to be taking place during that?
That's an annual one where we kind of have fun with like what's the science of snow, how things freeze, or looking at some of making fake snow is often a fun activity. And it's kind of the science behind the season. And that leads right into our New Year's at Noon annual event as well. It's become a tradition over the last several years where we do a ball drop and confetti and just a little jazzy event for our youngest visitors that maybe don't stay up all the way until midnight, which also includes me.
Well, we know Janice does. She's watching Murder Mysteries, so you know she'll be up for that. But that has become a really cool event for kids, has it not?
Down it at
the
works.
And, again, people might not think of that as something that the Works Museum will do. But I give you credit because you guys do think out of the box a little bit, Janice, to get more folks to come down there.
Yes, and New Year's at Noon is one of my favorites. If you have never experienced confetti cannons, they are brilliant and hard to clean up. However, we do, it's
worth it.
Real. Since that event started a few years ago, it's so fun to see the kiddos dress up with their families and come down and just have a great time doing that classic countdown to the ball drop.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be a lot of fun. And then you got your winter break, you got your camps are taking place. I mean, there's something for everyone. You just got to get online and try to find it. And I know the camps, even during the summer, have been popular, but what about the winter break camp?
We've actually never done the winter break camps before. Okay. So this will be kind of that first go around recognizing that there's a, with the timing of the winter break and the holidays, that there's some opportunity for, kids to come in and do a short day camp, similar to the summer camp model. It's going to be kind of a drop-off fun situation right before we go back to school. So we'll have January 2nd and 3rd, and it'll be a great opportunity to, the teachers would like to say, prevent that learning loss so that they can come in. But it'll be hands-on, super exciting fun. They're going to get to do some art projects. They'll get to do some, a lot of the fun science activities that get into circuitry or get into chemistry. It's all kind of anything's on the table for those.
So, I mean, you guys are pretty busy through the holidays. I mean, it's a lot going on. You got the holiday homecoming, again, as we mentioned. And then, Janice, we were talking about the hats off and the fundraiser for the glassblowing studio. But if you can't get to any of these, you can just always make a donation and help out the works.
Yes. This is the time of year where we promote our annual fund event, where that is funds that help us just with daily operations and help us bring these experiences to life with our audience and our community.
And if folks want to do that, same thing, just jump online or give them a call.
Yes, you go on the website, give us a call, come in and visit our guest services team and make a gift. Yes, all those opportunities.
And the glass studio and the hours for the shop, are those the same as the museum? Is there different times for like the shop if folks want to come down and do some Christmas shopping on just a specific day?
It's open when we're open. Okay. So Tuesday through Saturday from 9 until 4, and there's no cost to come in and shop. So you just come in and zip right into the gift shop.
Yeah, and if you've never been in, I know Joel's been in, I've been in it. There's a lot of the cool things that are in there. You got cocktails by the fire on February 1st. You got a holiday homecoming. when do you have time to enjoy the holidays? And are you cooking Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. You know, it's I love holiday homecoming, too, because it is a celebration. We see a lot of families come back year after year to kind of, you know, they've had their dinner, they've done their shopping, and they just want to have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Do you find a lot of people do come back and then head right over to be at the Canal Market District or over to the lighting of the courthouse? Is that something that you guys enjoy doing?
Yes.
I'm gonna say, Megan, you've never been to the courthouse lighting. Got her, Joel. I feel good about myself.
It took you 30 minutes, but you finally got her.
Well, that's what she gets for throwing us into the gingerbread contest. I got her good, that one. But again, all this information, just go to the Works website. They've got it on there for you, and there's a lot of fun. And again, if you want to purchase the tickets now for Cocktails by the Fire, you can do that. There's a $5
discount. $5
discount. Very good. So get that, check it out. That'll be on February 1st, a Saturday. It's always the first Saturday in February. So keep that in mind as well. So as always, Janice and Megan, it's so much fun to have you guys in and all the great things that are taking place at the Works. So thanks for dropping by today.
Oh, thank you. We have fun.
Be sure to join us Friday as Kyle Lund, the director of the Licking Park District, will be here on Talk of the Town, and he'll talk about all the great things that are taking place at the Licking Park District. That's on Friday's Talk of the Town.